Some Like Hot Tamales by Douglas J. Ebach. In the town of Normal, Pennsylvania, there's a little church at the corner of Wilson and Elm. The Winslow family are cornerstone members of the church. Del Winslow sings in the choir. Karen Winslow teaches the Guppies preschool Sunday school class, and their daughter Carrie recently married her husband Carlos in the church. Every Christmas since she and Del were first married, Karen has made a special meal for the family, standing rib roast and rhubarb pie. But this year, that tradition was threatened when Karen was diagnosed with leukemia. She had been in the hospital for a month for chemotherapy and wasn't scheduled to be released until Christmas Eve. That month was rough on Del. The holiday season was always a busy time of year, of course, and with his wife in the hospital, Del had had to add a considerable amount of housework to his usual chores. Then there were the hours he spent each day by Karen's bedside, and more hours on the phone arguing with an uncooperative insurance company, not to mention the emotional toll. As Christmas approached, Del was nearly as exhausted as Karen. The entire Winslow family was gathered in Karen's hospital room playing a game of hearts on a Sunday afternoon when the subject of Christmas dinner came up. "I'm so glad you'll be home for Christmas, Mom," Carrie said as she returned from the bathroom. Carrie was 7 months pregnant, and it seemed like she was always either coming or going from the bathroom. "Yeah," Del added. "It'll be nice to have the whole family around the dining table again, enjoying your famous rib roast." The room got quiet. "I don't think I'm going to be well enough to make dinner this year, dear," Karen said. "Oh," Del replied, his face reddening. "No, of course not. Well, maybe Carrie and I can do it then." Karen laughed. Del's occasional ventures into the kitchen usually proved disastrous, and had even summoned the fire department on two occasions. And Carrie had given up trying to cook anything that didn't come from a can or a takeout container long ago. "What if I made dinner?" Carlos said. It was not a crazy idea. He had cooked regularly for Carrie and himself before they were forced to move in with Del and Karen after the younger couple were both laid off. "Do you know how to make a standing rib roast?" Del asked hopefully. "No," Carlos replied, "but my family has a traditional Christmas dinner as well, tamales." "Tamales," Del repeated. It didn't sound very Christmassy to him. "It's actually the custom in Mexico," Carlos explained. "At Christmas time, the women of the family spend several days sitting around making tamales and talking. My family continued the tradition when I was growing up in Cincinnati, and I often helped. It's easy. We can make them together." "That's a great idea," Carrie exclaimed. "You're part of our family now. This will be an opportunity to combine our traditions." Del sat quietly. He knew Karen couldn't cook a big dinner her first day out of the hospital. He certainly didn't want to stress her out in a fragile condition. But his tradition was standing rib roast and rhubarb pie, and with everything going on, he really craved something traditional. He didn't think tamales were going to cut it. It was an especially joyous Christmas Eve morning when Del brought Karen home from the hospital. Carlos and Carrie had decorated the living room with a welcome home banner and bouquets of flowers, and Carlos had prepared the kitchen and dining room table for a tamale-making assembly line. Karen was delighted. She watched eagerly as Carlos explained the process. First, they would cook the filling. Carlos had purchased a variety of meats and spices. He and Carrie thought it would be fun to experiment, so they included many non-traditional ingredients such as hoisin sauce for Asian-flavored tamales. Once the fillings were ready, they would spread masa on the corn husks, put the filling into it, and fold the tamale. They would then steam the tamales on Christmas Day, just before eating. "This looks like fun," Karen said. "Let's get started."
"You guys enjoy," Del said. "I'm a little tired. I think I'm just going to read a book."
"But Daddy," Carrie pleaded, "it's supposed to be a family activity."
"If he doesn't want to participate, he doesn't have to," Karen said. "Go read your book, sweetie. You've been doing a lot for us lately. You deserve some time to yourself." Del settled into his recliner in the living room with the latest spy novel he'd gotten from the library, while Carrie and Carlos set about cooking the meat. Karen mostly sat on a stool and observed, just happy to be back in her own kitchen. After they finished cooking the fillings, they moved to the dining room table for the assembly process. They talked and laughed and listened to Christmas carols on the radio as they made their tamales with all the creative seasonings they could think of. About 10 minutes into the process, Del passed through.
"Just getting something to drink," he said.
He filled a glass of water in the kitchen and then stopped to observe for a few minutes.
"That's a lot of tamale stuff you've got there. It's going to take you hours to make them all."
"That's part of the fun," Carlos said. "You want to try a couple?"
No, I'm enjoying my book," Del replied and returned to the living room.
A bit later, a roar of laughter erupted from the dining room. Del popped in again.
"What's so funny?" he asked.
"Carlos was just telling us a story about when he got a fishing pole for Christmas and hooked his own ear for the first time he used it," Carrie explained.
"Sounds hilarious," Del said.
"Did you finish your book?" Karen asked.
"No, just taking a bathroom break."
About 10 minutes later, he poked his head in a third time.
"How's it going?" he asked.
"I keep tearing the husks," Carrie grumbled as she tried to carefully fold a tamale filled with shredded beef and marinara sauce.
"Maybe it would help if you used a little less filling," Del suggested.
"They're just so fragile," Carrie said.
"Let me try one."
Del sat down.
Carlos demonstrated the process for him. Del picked up a husk, spread the masa on it, plopped in a little shredded chicken with honey mustard and a sprinkling of cayenne pepper, and folded it up.
"Nicely done," Carlos said.
Carrie made a face at him.
Del grabbed another husk.
"I thought you wanted to read your book," Carrie muttered.
"If you want to get all these assembled before Christmas Eve service at church, I think I better help," Del replied.
He made a barbecue pork tamale next, singing along with Christmas blues playing on the radio. Karen watched him with a little smile. 2 hours later, the four of them surveyed the massive tamales they'd made. They were grouped into a dozen bowls by filling. It wasn't quite enough to feed an army, but it might have satisfied a small platoon.
"We'll never eat all that," Del said.
"I'm sure they'll be put to good use," Carlos replied. That use became apparent the next day when visitor after visitor stopped by to welcome Karen home. Each was given a couple of hot tamales. Most asked for seconds. During a quiet moment in the middle of the afternoon, Karen sidled up to Del and took his hand. "I know tamales aren't our tradition," she said, "but I think we have to get used to the idea that things are changing for our family. Next Christmas is going to be a little baby dining with us."
"I know I wasn't on the tamale bandwagon at first," Del said, "but I'm beginning to see the advantages of that custom." Then the doorbell rang. It was Ralph and Tammy Billings. Tammy brought a gift, a homemade rhubarb pie.
"How did you know?" Del asked, delighted.
"A little birdie," Tammy replied. Then Carlos handed Tammy a large bag of tamales that he had set aside earlier. "Your son-in-law is a very thoughtful young man," Tammy told Del.
"Yes, he is," Del said.
He slid his arm around Karen.
This is very possibly the best Christmas of his life, Del decided.
Happy holidays.